Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Here we go again. How are we, one and all,
off the internet? Yeah, we're alive and everything. Yeah, jeepers. I keep thinking that we've been here for ages. This is only like our third week back after the Christmas break or something, right?
It does. I'm with you on that now. It does feel long.
Isn't it amazing the way you go like...
And we had a good break.
Oh, holidays and all. I did,
well,
anyway.
Well, you were
pretty much on holiday. You were up in the hills and all, chasing unicorns and riding goats around like horses and whatever it is you do up there. But I was off on my holiday.
Excuse me, I was ill while you were off gallivanting on holidays.
Oh, yeah, I was delighted to hear it.
Antibiotics and every blooming thing while you were sunning yourself in Tenerife in your celebrity VIP only.
And I'm not joking,
carry-on
it
hotel.
Really did make me holiday better to when you were saying it. I was like, oh, thank God for that. There's nothing worse than when you're away on holiday and you're having the crack and everything's good and all that, and then you text your mates, how are you getting on? And they're like, absolutely brilliant. You won't believe what's after happening.
Just when you flew out, right?
Yeah, the sun and the Dubs have just won the All-Ireland in January for the first time in history. And we're having a big party. You won't believe it. They're outside your fucking house now. Now, they're dead now. I'm there too.
And your house was picked to win $100,000 in the Crow Park lottery
of fans. They chose a house at random. And if you were there... Anyway, I knew you weren't there, so I got it.
Yeah.
So it's been the best.
I knew you wouldn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah, but listen, I hope your holiday is brilliant. You know, I hope
and
the
you're
hotel
sitting there
is dead.
And it's raining for the first time in 100 years in whatever resort you've
been. And you're like, do you want to go out? And she's like, I think I'm going to have an early night. You're like, oh, for the love of God.
Well, you're right about the January thing dragging on.
January is the only month that goes on for 8 weeks. It is just the longest.
I know it's kind of...
It's a
penance. People always say, look, it's because, you know, people get paid ahead of Christmas. Most people do get paid ahead.
Yeah.
And then so it seems very long and it seems whatever.
But it's not just that. It's just shite. There's nothing happening. Like, there's no events. The weather is a pox. Like, you know, there's... No one's doing anything. The only good thing about it is you can go and... You can get a seat in a cafe. You know,
right.
That's the only good thing about it.
Yeah.
Because people still aren't outspending and they're waiting now for... When do people get paid? Is it this Friday? Or when? What Friday?
So yeah. If you get paid on a Friday, it'll be this one. If you get paid at the end of the month, it'll be middle of next week or something.
Okay, yeah. So people get paid now. So then February picks up a little bit. And then March, you think, the spring and Storm Henry III of blowy wind 90 comes down and, you know, and shites all over the place.
So the other thing about January is you get that conflict of those people. Like, if you do want to go out for a scoop or whatever, you get those people who are doing the dry January.
Yeah.
Or they're doing their weight loss thing or their fitness thing or whatever. And all of a sudden, you find out you've no friends.
You've no friends.
Because they're all literally wanting to sit in their house.
I love that.
And eat granola and whatever, drink green tea or something.
I love that though as well. It's a uniquely Irish thing where you've decided not to do anything to improve yourself. And then everybody who does, you act like it's a slight against you.
Absolutely.
So you're like, Jim, you're coming for a point. Knocking it on the head for a couple of weeks just to get through the period. And you're like, all right, well, fuck you too then. And then you ring.
Call yourself a friend.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I need to lose a few pounds. Yeah, call yourself. I'll tell you what, I'll go and sit me on.
You needed to lose them last year as well. What are you worried about now?
Yeah, and if you only lose a few, you're still going to be a fat bastard. So what are you doing?
Sort yourself out, you know what I mean? So do I. I'm a fat pig. No, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't see me whinging on about it.
You go ring your next fella. Jerry, you around? No, I'm staying in. Jeez, I spent a fortune. No, I'm not. You too.
Tight.
Fucking middle-aged layabouts. Yes, trying to make... it's too late to make ourselves better. It's time to get worse. Yeah. You know, you act like it's a personal attack.
Do you reckon that is a purely Irish thing? Because it's not just... It's not even in terms of things like that, say, for, you know, going for pints or somebody being on a health kick or whatever. Any sort of improvement. No, I tell you, no, I've actually decided I'm going to go and do this course in whatever, you know, to give me a... What are you doing that for?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
You know what I mean? Just because, like, I think I might be actually able to, you know, lead towards a career in some, or maybe advance my career. Yeah, what do you think you are?
I know. Oh, look at you. That's, you know, you go, oh no, I'm actually starting.
Well,
back
you're not happy enough just being with us now.
Yeah.
Well, not really, no, because you're most of you are just useless shits.
You're just swimming in Smiddix. And you know, then you get the thing, like, you go, oh no, I'm, like you says, I'm going to start, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start doing a course. Yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to learn French.
Look at you, Francois Mitterrand. Look who! Oh, excuse me, Charles de Gaulle is over here.
Oh yeah, Irish is not good enough for you, isn't it? No, hang on a sec. We're speaking English.
Oh, well, fucking excuse me, William Shakespeare. No, even isn't the Queen of Wales walking around looking down his nose at everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, no, I like the language. Even I want to go back to the gym.
Well, fuck me. You're going to play in the World Cup next year, yeah?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I should listen to Ernie over there now. Yeah.
Here, give us a point of Smiddix for me and a Guinness for Arnold Schwarzenegger over here. You know,
exactly.
You just get slated for doing anything that's like progressive, you know.
Yeah, and the worst thing you can ever do as well is if you ever correct somebody, you know what I mean? And even if you do it sort of like just casually, you know, you say,
No,
actually it's whatever. It's like, now.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, remember we were talking on the show. Actually, it was today on the show when you were saying about your friend of yours who deliberately used to get things wrong.
Yeah.
In order to save himself doing a bit of work.
I can't say it. I'd love to say his name.
No, but I'm just saying, you were saying that one, you know, whatever, you can lead a horse to water.
But,
and
yeah, the one he actually said, I couldn't remember the other ones, but he actually said, look at that sunset. You know what they say, red sky at night, shepherd's pie.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Now, the thing about it was, if you were to say it's actually, you know, if you were to say to a mate, like, it's not actually that, it's actually Shepherd's Delight.
Shepherd's Delight.
Is it? Look at, of course, that. you'd know fucking everything, wouldn't you?
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Fucking Educated.
Yeah. Who died, a mate? You, Albert Einstein. Yeah. You're like, that's nothing to do with anything.
Just saying.
Yeah, Turkish Delight, eh? No, that's not it either.
No, that's like, no.
I'm wrong about that as well.
I tell you what this is. I'm always wrong. I'm always wrong and you're always right. That's typically you.
And then they bring up something from the past, which isn't a thing. Do you ever get that? So, and this isn't the first time he's done it. Last week I says, I'm going to get a bag of chips. He says, well, I'm cooking. He goes, oh, Gordon fucking Ramsay over here. Going home and make it. You're like,
yeah, pissing all over my chips. Like, I didn't say anything.
I just says I'm not going to chipper. Oh yeah, well,
yeah. Oh yeah, what are you, Cordon Bleu? Yes. Yeah, Cordon Bleu.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Michelin man. Like that.
But yeah, we've often said, I know we've spoken about this a lot, right? But we've often said the difference between a bloke's relationship with his mates
and
a woman's relationship with her friends.
Yeah,
the difference in the level of support.
I know.
And kind of, you know, encouragement and everything like that.
I know, but I still prefer the men's way. You know what I mean? I still prefer the men's way because, like, I've been going out with women for most of my life in one form or another.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, Jesus Christ, it's hard to squeeze them all in for you, isn't it?
Squeeze is literally the when. And then, and you know the way, they have a different way. And, like, so, you know, they'd have one of their friends over in the house.
Yeah.
And they'd two of them, hours of, and then they did this, and then, oh my God, and you won't believe it happened, and then I had a pen leg and scored out, it was affectionate. Yeah. And then, and like, you know, so thanks, it was so good to see you, we don't speak enough, we have to go and let's do brunch, and they leave and the whole lot. And then Shorzen goes, I thought she was never going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is, well, no wonder we don't hang out.
Yeah.
3 hours.
And it's all her. Barely asked about me.
You're
really, because like, really, I heard never, you talking a lot.
I heard you talk a lot.
You asked about me. I'm struggling to get a word in.
I can't.
Really? Wow.
And then she goes, and she's after inviting us to the wedding. We have to go. I'm not going to any wedding. I am not going to any wedding. No. I won't even go to my own funeral, so I'm not even going to that wedding.
Yeah, it is a different world.
Oh, it's absolutely. But it's just different references. I remember Eddie Bannon used to say, like, you know, the pressures are harder on women, you know, generally speaking. You would go to a party and a woman would be wearing a dress, you see someone with the same dress and she's like, fuck, I can't believe it.
I know, it's a source of embarrassment.
Yeah, and her of all people, oh Jesus.
Where's the lad?
And that comes up and he goes, see, I told you it was fashionable. Look, there's three lads wearing them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I told you. Dunes and pennies, they're in.
Yeah, and you're
there. In.
Don't wear your football jersey to a funeral. They're all wearing them.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Right, let's give you some of the best bits from Jordan the week, right? Brilliantly, we were talking about something. It's not very often I get away with kind of enjoying PJ Gallagher's kind of, you know, what would you call it? I don't want to use the word failings, but...
Oh, yeah, well, let's be honest. That's what they are.
No, this doesn't really qualify as a failing. It's something that came out, believe it or not, of the campaign that's on at the moment for the show, you know, on billboards and bush shelters and all that sort of stuff, was the noticeable greying at the temples of the great PJ Gallagher.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah. Silver without the fox part. Yeah.
But, of course, as usual, if he fell into shit, he comes out smelling of roses. What does it turn out to be? Back in fashion.
Back in fashion.
Sexy even.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You just can't lose you.
Nope. Me and Judy Dench right up there. Sexy greys.
Anyway, you'll hear about it. Also, of course, now, this is much more like it. I got a mention during the week on the show. And, of course, it wasn't complimentary at all. In fact, turns out that... It turns out our relationship with the apes and the primates.
Yes. So close. So close. Oh my God, wait till you hear
it. It was meant to be about language skills.
It is about language skills. Yeah, this is the only time that we never even thought about it, but it is a first that we actually have an ape hosting a radio show. And he doesn't even have an Elvis style haircut.
You can only tell what's to come, but you'll hear it anyway. interesting enough, we were talking about, and this is something again that we did attribute primarily to the male of the species, and that is the belief that you can do something that you're just not even remotely
not
trained,
caught in. Out for. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah,
yeah. It's an interesting take, this one, I have to say.
And I'm slightly guilty of it, to be honest.
I know. Yeah. I can well imagine. I can well imagine. And also, again, speaking of things that PJ is probably slightly guilty of, although I don't have any particular proof. Apparently, porn is on the rise in the workplace.
Yes. Apparently it's
it's a huge problem.
Proving hugely popular during breaks, if there is such a thing, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, have a listen to it and we'll chat to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As you hopefully have seen around the place, there's a bit of advertising going on for the show at the moment. There's some billboards and bus shelters and backs of buses and various digital signs and stuff out there just letting people know that the great PJ Gallagher is on the radio every morning. And we went out.
And Jim, like, he's on the posters as well. He's making it out like it's a campaign. It's the both of us.
Anyway, we went out to check it out because we hadn't seen it in the flesh, so to speak, so we nipped around to Irishtown to have a look at it. And, you know, one of the things that came out of it for PJ was that
everyone's slagging me over. Yeah.
No, nobody's slagging you over.
Were.
You just noticed it.
No, that's not true.
He does... he's going a little grey.
I'm going
on the sides.
I'm not the only one. I said it, and then oh my God, cue the comments on Instagram. Look at you silver donut. And did someone put sugar on your head and all these things? Yeah,
no need for it.
I know.
No,
yeah. Was that sugar supposed to go into the granola? Like, I was getting slagged off an awful lot, so I was going grey. But
there's been a twist. It's working in your favour.
Grey is sexy again. Grey is sexy again. It's come back again, yeah? They're saying, like, this, when you think about the amount of grey celebrities out there who are still considered sexual icons of the modern cinematic age.
The classic is Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George Clooney.
I mean, he's been silver for a while.
Absolutely. Helen Mirren, Jamie Lee Curtis and Richard Gere. Both of them look very like each other, actually.
Yeah, has anybody ever seen Jamie Lee Curtis and Richard Gere in the same room?
I think
room,
he's supposed to be dead. I doubt it. I think he just is now Jamie Lee Curtis. And then there's Idris Elba, of course. He's gone very silvery.
Has he?
Yeah, he has, around the sides and back. Much like myself, I would say I'm slightly better looking.
Than Idris Elba?
Yes, yeah, slightly better. Wow. He doesn't have quite the man ditties that I have.
That's quite the plan. But come here, so are we saying that celebrities aren't bothering to dye their hair
anymore? No, they're proud.
That's gone now.
Yeah, they're grey and proud. All these days
good.
Of just for men. Remember that stuff? You go in and makes your head look like you coloured it in with a marker. All that's, you know, that carry on.
Yeah, especially when you get those lads who have done it wrong and they'll be all, like their actual skin. Would be coloured in at the front.
Because their hair would be real thin. And then you think just painted their head. You know those lads.
Yeah. So you're sexy again.
I'm sexy gray, again.
Grey
yeah.
is
round and grey is what I am. And
now hang on, did round get mentioned in the story?
No. But I'm trying to see if any of these fellas are
around. You see, that's the thing.
Tom Hanks, Pierce Brosnan, Meryl Streep, no.
That's
no.
the thing about the grey is, right? It is, yeah. It, you know, on George Clooney or whatever, that's sexy. Or Richard Gere
or
Helen Mirren or any of that stuff. But the thing about it is, you know, if I was to not shave, right?
Yeah.
What bit of hair there is would come out grey.
Yeah. On the sides
so
and back.
So there's a big difference.
And face.
Exactly. On the sides and the back. There's a big difference between George Clooney grey and Egg in a Nest grey. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's a very different look, man.
No,
when
yeah.
you end up looking like Uncle Albert.
Yeah.
That's not where
you could do it. You could do a full Uncle Albert.
That's not where you want to go.
You really could. You could do like a Baldy Santy if you wanted to.
Exactly.
I know.
So that's not, you know what I mean? You have to be careful. Like
I know.
You'll have to make sure now that you're nurturing that grey and hang on to it for as long as you can.
I know. I'd much rather go with, like, Tommy Tiernan is kind of doing a good grey at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd much rather go Tommy Tiernan than Uncle Albert.
You're right.
But I have the physique of Uncle Albert. You know. See, although, thankfully, I'm not balding just yet. I'm thinning.
Yeah.
But I'm not balding. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Slippery slope.
The bald and grey. Oh, my God. I'm going to be in here. And then everyone's going to say, you're trying to look like Jim. And then they'll say, at least Jim can pull it off. Cause
nobody's ever tried to do that.
Yeah, they're going, Jim can pull it off because at least his features are symmetrical. I'll be bald and there'll be one eye in the middle of my head and the other one will be down the centre of my face and people will see how weird my ears are. And then I'll have to do that thing. I'll have to just start using the Just for Men except for the thinning part. Oh, my God, it's all ahead of me.
Yeah, I'll colour that bit in for you if you want because it'd be hard for you to reach round, would it?
I know.
To do the top of your head.
And now the grey is sexy. I'll be the only fella dying me bald patch grey.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Apparently a third of people, a third is quite a lot, 33 point whatever of the people, you know, are saying that they know they could solve a murder because they've watched so many shows on Netflix that they just see how it works.
Of
now,
course.
This is murder solving. Like, this is literally, you know, like, they think, listen, Poirot, that's not really, you know, what you're watching on Netflix probably isn't a great reflection of what happens in real life. But a third of people are saying, no. I've seen enough of this to know what the story is here.
Yeah.
They didn't.
These are those people who think that because they guess the murderer before the end of the show or something.
They think they're actually detectives.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
They think that they've suddenly worked it out.
I know. You ever watch TV with these people? It's infuriating. Like, you're watching the TV and it's like, no. They're after walking all over the crime scene. Don't pick up that sock. That could be a weapon. Yeah. Oh, yes. Look at this fella. He doesn't know what he's doing. If that was me now, I'd fence off the whole house.
Right.
I'd put up a sign and say no one's allowed to leave town for 3 days. You know, like, you start going, oh, my God. That's not how anything works.
And does it say, like, this goes across the board, so we're assuming that somebody after watching enough episodes of Murder, She Wrote,
yeah,
would suddenly...
And suddenly goes, do you know something? And this is the scary part. Out of all the people they surveyed, 20% of them says, do you know something? I'm actually half thinking about setting up my own private eye business.
Wow.
20% says, yeah, no, I think I'm going to, you know, I think I'd be able to solve a few things there, you know. As if they're going to walk around like Columbo or something.
Yeah.
Put on a Mac. So one last thing before I go. You say you saw Mrs. McCarthy's cat on the roof of the shed. Yet, the neighbour said that cat died in 1999. So, you know, so it's like, it definitely is. It's people who outweigh their abilities, you know, to the point that...
Completely.
Yeah.
And there's no... I mean, I'm sure anybody who's any way associated with law enforcement of any kind would tell you that, you know, your average cop show, detective show, whatever it is...
Yeah.
I mean, for a start, they solve it in an hour.
In an hour!
But you know what I mean? Like, all the drudgery, most of the... Like,
yeah.
You know, stuff goes on for...
Years.
Investigations come on months on
years,
end and
interviews
whatever.
And all, yeah.
Yeah.
And they all tend in real life not to sort of live in the same 5 minute radius and stuff.
Yeah. But this and it's amazing how often in those shows as well, like they catch the person and they immediately just confess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I should have killed you all, you idiots. I would have gotten away with this if it wasn't for those pesky kids and the fact that I left the murderer's flashlight in the safe of the, you know, they say
like
it all.
Even in the most realistic versions you'll get, they're nowhere near the real deal.
Not at all, no. And it happens now with medical shows as well.
Don't tell me people are going to assume they can perform operations.
But here,
God, that's getting dangerous.
No, here. Not even operate, but they diagnose you, you know. So, like, and this, in fairness, this actually happened. One of my friends, she watches ER and Grey's Anatomy and all these things.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, I've got pain here, I'm not right. And she goes, you need to get that looked at. That could be some sort of, I can't remember what it was. That could be some subatominal aneurysm left long enough that could cause an infection of the groin, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. Went to the doctor. Guess what? She was right.
Oh, no.
She was right.
That's worse now, you see. That she basically, yeah. you've done the civilian equivalent of giving her letters behind her neck.
I know, yeah, I know. I've done.
She's going around now everywhere she goes saying, just ask PJ, that's all I'm saying. Just ask PJ Gallagher.
It's gas, isn't it?
He's only alive today because of me.
I know. that could go to someone's head. Imagine you're on a plane.
No, he had excessive wind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
That can live to a subatomic aneurysm. Imagine you're on a plane, though. It'll never happen. You'll never be on a plane. Someone will get sick. Yeah. And then one of the air stewards will go, is there anyone on board that's ever seen the entire Series 9 of Grey's Anatomy? ER! Has anyone here ever watched ER? We have a man here having a heart attack. You know.
House! Or the good doctor or anything.
Jays is even saint elsewhere. Is anybody here that can
what
help?
What about even a veterinary proctor?
Yeah. Yeah, a doctor. I'm a doctor. You wouldn't know. We need people who are into box sets. We need a real deal. You know.
Somebody said, lads, I watched 2 weeks of Air Crash Investigation before my first ever time on a plane because I figured if anything went wrong with the plane, I'd probably have the solution. Imagine getting on. Go, listen. Oh my God. Worry. Yeah, Grant, I'm on board. If that goes wrong, gives a shout, right? Yeah. I'm down in row 24, seat B.
I'm after watching 10 episodes of on Discovery Channel. I got it. You need anything, you...
You just call
just
me.
You just call me. I'm going to put the life jacket on now, just in case.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
This is a big news. We've realised that... Nature's scientists have realised that bonobos and primates and... chimpanzees, orangutans, macabes, that they all use a type of...
There had to be a kicking in there somewhere,
there's
didn't
no
there?
Kicking.
McCabe's,
there's no kicking.
Macabes is not a specific species of primate.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
Of course I've been to
the
zoo.
Well, I rest my case. I rest my case.
But they let me out again.
Yeah, because you found a pair of shoes and dressed up like a man. We realised that they have a whole process of sign language that they use. All these primates, they do, and you know, it's we human beings.
I can think of a few appropriate signs for you at the moment. Well, anyway, they communicate then through sign.
But it turns out human beings have a natural ability to understand what these signs mean, and they reckon it's back to the very developmental stages of humanity and us using languages that we still have this thing that, like, when a bonobo or a macabre or an orangutan points on his back, that we know instinctively that means get on my back, you know.
Yeah.
Or that when they go, you know, like, as if you're in a shop, you know, the way they do the whole point at something and then point at their mouth. It means they want to eat it.
Right.
You know, or they look at you and they do the whole... You go, oh yeah, kissy, kissy, yeah. You know, there's a whole load of them.
Right.
And people understand them. And there's like 100 different ape gestures. And then that people, most of the time, more than half the time, we get right, which I think is amazing.
Well, in fairness,
chest,
you know,
scratching means groom me. I've seen Jim do that loads of times. Scratches his chest, I'm there going, I can't right now. I can't eat the flies out of your head right now, Jim. But I'll be over in a minute.
Can I just point out, right? We're all evolved from primates.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
We are, yeah. But some of us, it goes back billions of years, and some of us, it's just a generation or two. You know.
Unreal.
But so I think it's amazing.
Just, I would like to think that this science just, you know, supports the idea that you, as much as any of the rest of us, are evolved from the, and that's why there's a natural inherent element in all of us to understand primate sign language.
Yeah, of course. We're here, we are having a conversation right now. Live on the radio. This reminds me of a story. I used to do this story in my stand-up shows. There was a Kiki, a gorilla called Kiki years ago.
Yeah.
And it was based on the woman who did, not the woman gorillas in the Miss Sigourney Weaver, but the doctor she played.
Right.
It was, she worked with
this
gorilla.
Is this the one that they, a proper sign language, like they taught like the equivalent of ISL or BSL or something?
Yeah.
Right. And like proper actual sign language.
And it took them 10 years right. to start to communicate, you know. And then one day the gorilla makes the sign to go, I'm lonely. And she was like, oh, Jesus, this is terrible. And she goes, do you want a cat? And she does the cat symbol, right?
Right.
I don't know how to do it, but I'm just wiggling my middle fingers for a cat. And then the gorilla goes, yeah, I'd love a cat. So she goes and she gets the cat and she gives the cat to the gorilla.
Why did she choose a cat just?
I don't know. The gorilla asked for it, man.
As opposed to a dog.
I suppose it's cats are more docile, you know.
Right.
So the cat and the gorilla, and they were getting on like a house on fire, no problem.
Great.
You know, the cat and the gorilla, best of buds. And then one night, Kiki went bananas and pulled the sink off the wall and all, right?
The gorilla?
Yeah, in her room. She pulled the sink off the wall.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, the gorilla or the ape. Yeah, the gorilla. And she came back the next day, the doctor, and goes, like, in sign language, what happened? And the gorilla pointed at the cat. She said the cat did it.
So not only did the gorilla learn to communicate through sign, it learned to lie.
It was a liar. Imagine spending 10 years of your life training a gorilla how to speak and it turns out she's a liar. You'd be devastated.
That's shocking.
She'd be there going,
now, see, that's the
you know that Jim McCabe off the radio? That's my elfella, she'd be saying. You go, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. I know that's not true. He's from Finglas. He's a different type of ape. You know?
Somebody's literally texting macaque. Close enough to McCabe.
Yeah, but they're much littler ones. A macaque is a miniature McCabe.
And then, of course, actually, speaking of science, then, there's always the... I mean, obviously, if they learn proper language, as in, you know, food and, you know, whatever else, they, you know, vital things.
Yeah.
Then you get... Remember that famous one in the zoo?
That used to be involved in... That's right.
Let's say, very impolite gestures.
When we were
gestures.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's right. He used to grab himself by the flute when you were walking out. Do you remember him? What was his name? Billy or something?
Billy?
I think it was Billy.
What sort of a name
was
that
Billy
for?
Billy or Charlie or something. And he was all angry. You'd be walking out, you'd go, there's Billy. And he'd grab himself by the flute and go, he'd wiggle it and scream at you. Do you remember him?
What's the translation for that?
I don't know, but I tell you something. If you don't know, none of us will.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The new statistics on, like, you know, the way people are behaving in the workplace, there's a weird one in it that shows that 40% of all businesses in the office scenario, 40% are having a real problem with a high number of employees going in and watching blue movies on the internet. And they're like, you know, a huge degree that they're being regularly reprimanded for spending time in work looking at people in the nudes doing a bit of indoor camping or maybe outdoor camping even in some cases. Or, you know, like they're rubby wrongs in the workplace and they're spending quite a lot of time.
40%.
40%, yeah.
That's a very high percentage.
Of businesses that have this as a problem, yeah.
Like as a real problem. A problem where you have to take action on it.
Yeah,
and sort of say to people, please stop watching.
Will you stop looking at blue movies when you're, like, not that anybody calls them blue movies anymore.
No, yeah. Like porn.
Yeah, porn. Yeah, stop. Right. Stop looking at people in the nip doing things to each other when you should be selling insurance. Or whatever
how does
it is.
That happen?
Well, I guess it's so accessible nowadays.
But I know,
that's
but
the
in
thing.
Fairness, like if you were like we can look out of our studio window here out into the office and whatever. I mean, how could you be sitting at any one of those desks beside somebody while you're looking at shenanigans? Nudie shenanigans going
and
on.
You're not able to give yourself any relief, so you're just kind of standing there looking at it. Which is, you know,
so, yeah, it's a form of frustration.
It's as if work isn't frustrating enough. You watch something
this
that
adds to it.
You're watching some sort of behaviour that you're not getting anyway. Man, and let's be honest, most real life sexual contact isn't really anything like what goes on in these Blueies, you know.
Yeah. People. It just seems extraordinary that it would be at that sort of level.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Although we did, again, names will not be mentioned, although I'd say he's squirming now, have a guest come into this show once. And do you remember this? And we did an interview with him. Right. And then we were chatting to him. I can't say what we were chatting about. It was a giveaway.
Right.
We were chatting to him and he goes, yeah, yeah, I'll show you on my phone. And he opened his phone and it was on Pornhub. And he went, oh, that's not it there. I'll just... And he moved away. And
now even I can't wait to find out who this was. No, I've forgotten about
none this. None of us said anything. We were all just there. Yeah, no, that's not it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, now I see what you mean now. And then we all sat in silence watching some YouTube video going.
Oh, thinking about.
He was watching a Blue Eve when he was waiting to come in here. He was in the waiting room. He was in the reception watching a Blue Eve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I missed what it was called, but that is probably the search history that gives people away as well.
Yeah.
No, but they're going hot middle-aged wife bored at home is. Are you trying to sell insurance to today?
That's what I'm saying. You know? Yeah, yeah. And I didn't realise you were such a big animal lover, Trevor.
Yeah, don't look at that. Don't look at that. Yeah.
And obviously a great interest in nature there.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what kind of medication are you looking for that you need to put it up the you know, are you all right? So you get sold out, I suppose.
I think it's a phenomenally high percentage, 40%, right? And I'm genuinely, I can't work out the logistics of it. If you're in, like, how many people are going to be in offices on their own? Like, if you're in a general workplace environment, there's normally people around you. You know what I mean? Essentially, as you said it was offices, didn't you? Not everybody.
No, it's not.
Although I say there is a few. I can think of a butcher who's probably... Anyway, but...
Oh, there's definitely those, that's you. Oh, no doubt about it.
But no, I just...
All the builders, I'm just going to the toilet. And then, oh my God, and they come back 20 minutes later, flushed. They're going, you're not very cold anymore. I said you were freezing earlier on. Yeah, well, no, I did a warm-up.
But... You know, like, how do they get away with it? Like, sitting beside other people or whatever. Does it mean?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, you'd be just looking, like, it'd be like watching tennis. You'd be watching our heads going side to side and everything. And
I suppose you'd have to constantly just be on your guard because you'd be like, my God, look at the size of quote, that's what I meant. Very large quote.
Yeah, yeah, just looking.
Just come in there in the email.
Just looking at the sports results here. 3-1. Doing, so it's all in this game here, particularly. Whoa, didn't see that coming.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you have it. Just, you know the way we're talking about that that thing, the porn there, you know, all those people watching porn online.
Yeah,
In their workplaces.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. See, I was the victim. It's just a reminder again for people. We were talking about it on the show last week, but a reminder for people that I was a victim of a fake profile.
Well, so he says. I mean, it was on his computer.
But that's my, you. If you that must happen to you all the time. That's the first time that's ever happened to me, that somebody has impersonated me in order to try and have a scam online.
Yeah, grifting people, asking for credit card details.
Some sort of Nova prize thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fake people. Fake, totally fake.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jim just wants you to walk up and give him cash. He can't do the credit card thing. So,
but have you ever been the victim of anything like that?
Not that way. There's been.
Like, has anybody? Because I tell you what, the one I wanted to know about with you. Was,
yeah.
There's a girl in the UK. She's a sports broadcaster in the UK.
Yeah.
Not on a huge level. Not like, you know, on the Sky and all that sort of stuff. But she's a very attractive girl, and her profile, her picture, is constantly used in sort of like Tinder.
Oh, I have profiles. That now. I do. There
have
is
they used your picture?
Oh yeah. There's fake dating profiles. Yeah. I have no idea. I have literally no idea. But there is fake Tinders. I've been sent screenshots of it. And the problem is, you can't just report it. People think it is me, then they send me a picture going, oh, I just seen you on Tinder. I go, no, that's not. And you can't go back to report it. Once you swipe it out of the way, it's gone.
Oh my God.
You know, so
you can't report that somebody's using your face on their Tinder.
No, I don't know how to do it. No. So.
And do the people, I mean, you know, if the people who use your face on the Tinder profile, if somebody says, oh, I like him, and, you know, do they match up, or is it a money scam, or what is.
I don't know. I must,
like, if they show up,
I must go on and try and find myself and meet up for a date.
Like,
yeah.
When were they planning to break it to the other person they look totally different?
I don't
to you?
Know. There's a few of the different dating sites have versions of me, which makes it difficult because the ones I'm actually on. You know, the people then say, prove it. You know what I mean?
Plus, the other thing is, if somebody kind of, you know, interacted with a fake Tinder PJ.
Yeah.
And then it's going around saying, he turned out to be shite. He was unbelievable.
Well, that'd be the real one, though. I mean, if the fake fella has half a langer, he'd be doing better than me.
Unless there's a money scam to us, you'd wonder what's...
I don't know why anyone
there
gets
there must be some money scam. There must be. They must get them so far and then say, listen, you couldn't just lend us...
the bus fare. Intermediate. I don't know. And like you said, why me? Like, you know, I don't think I'm the worst looking gremlin in the world. Mm. But I'm definitely... I'm like, there's all kinds of better looking men out there, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, Des Bishop and, you know, people like that are...
Right.
I don't know, younger comedians. Why pretend to be a man who's knocking on the door at 50? Who's going grey and has his face on the back of a bus.
Maybe they're hoping to appeal to the, you know, I mean, in fairness, you are now quite the silver fox.
Yeah.
There you go, people. Anyway, when you're finished listening to this podcast, jump onto the old Tinder there and see if you can find PJ.
But don't
real
just,
or otherwise.
But now you know what's going to happen. They will report me. And then I'll get kicked off the ones that are actually me. I'm not on Bumble or Tinder anyway, so you can get rid of them.
Out.
You can get rid of them ones, whatever, but, you know, so.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So now I get banned. Wait, you see, the real fella's going to get me blocked. Or the real fella. I am the real fella. At least I think I am.
Right.
Jeez.
That's enough.
Oh, that's it. I'm setting up a fake Jim McCabe one. See if I get any luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.